This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
U.S. stocks closed in a sea of red, but off of their session lows as investors digested the possibility that an interest rate cut will come later than hoped. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down about 1%, or nearly 400 points, setting the blue chip index back from a bid to reach the key 40,000 level. The S&P 500 shed about 0.7%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite also slid nearly 1%. U.S. bonds continued to struggle as the yield on the benchmark 10-year Treasury rose to around 4.36%, hovering at its highest levels of 2024. Oil also jumped, with crude prices rising to trade above $85 a barrel. Stocks have made a lackluster start to the second quarter after racking up a string of records in the first months of 2024. Hotter-than-expected manufacturing readings, which came alongside increases in prices paid, have given weight to growing doubts the Federal Reserve will cut rates in the first half of the year, as the U.S. economy shows surprising resilience. In economic news, the new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show job openings were marginally higher in February, while hiring ticked up slightly. A pullback in health insurer stocks came after U.S. regulators surprised the industry by failing to boost payments for private Medicare plans as usual. Humana shares fell more than 13%, while CVS shed roughly 7%. In single stock moves, Tesla stocks stumbled about 5% after the company delivered fewer cars than expected in the first quarter. And industrial giant General Electric completed the spin-off of its clean energy business, GE Vernova, which began trading under the ticker symbol GEV on Tuesday. GEV jumped more than 6% in its NYSE debut. The remaining company, GE Aerospace, will continue to trade under the GE ticker. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.